John 8 and verse 19. Jesus has been issuing a stream of claims here. He is the light of the world. He is the ultimate, final, great authority in the world. And here we have another claim. The Jews asked Christ, "Where is your Father?" "You do not know me or my Father," Jesus replied. And here's the claim. "If you knew me, you would know my Father also." If you knew me, you would know my Father also. John 8, verse 19. To know Christ is to know God the Father. To know God the Father, you have to know Christ. There's a claim here. Christ claims to be the revelation of God himself. He has made staggering claims about his relationship with the Father, coming from the Father, going to the Father, one with the Father, and so on. And here is this exclusive claim. "I am the light of the world. There is no other light. I am the authority. I am the truth. Now, I am the mediator. I am the revealer. I am the revelation of God himself." Staggering claims. This third claim here is prompted by this question of the Jews, "Where is your Father?" This is because Christ has been speaking about the Father with him. And Jesus is categorical to these Jews. "You do not know me." Well, you can see me with your eyes, but you don't understand, you don't know, you're not acquainted with, you're not in fellowship with me, you're not one with me, you don't know me or my Father. But these are the Jews. These are the bigwigs, the Pharisees, the temple people, the scribes. And they do not know God. Is it possible to be religious? To have the law? To have the prophets, the sacrifices, the priesthood, the temple, and not know God? Of course it is. We see it all around us today. Masses of religion, heaps of religious rites, ceremonies, and observances. But it's knowing God. And the only way to know God is to know Jesus Christ. I would put a word in here to emphasize this, to strike home the claim, because this is implied here, this is understood. Christ is the only light, the only authority, the only mediator. If a man does not know Christ, if a woman does not know Christ, that person is in darkness, is wandering in a fog instead of being in the truth, does not know God. They might be religious, they might be sincere, they might be this and that and the other, but they're in the dark. They're far off from God, and they're in their sins. I speak this in love to you who listen to me. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ in this saving, trusting way, you are in darkness, lost in error, away from God, ignorant of God. I suppose the best commentary or expansion of this comes in the 14th chapter of John. You'll know the words very well. I've quoted them many times in going through John so far. But Jesus gives a very full exposition of this in the 14th of John. Let me just read those words to you. Jesus has spoken, just spoken, of the comfort he has for them, how he's going to prepare a place for them, going away from them, to prepare a place for them and to come back again and receive them to himself. You know the way to the place where I'm going, he says. John 14, verse 5, Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, and so on. I am the way, the only way. I am the truth, the whole truth. I am the life. Without me, sinners are dead. And so back to John 8. In John 8, and we go on to verse 20, Christ has just said, if you knew me, you would know my Father also. He spoke these words while teaching in the temple area, near the place where the offerings were put. Yet no one seized him, because his time had not yet come. The reaction to all this, and there must be a reaction. Christ claims, I am the light of the world. I am the truth. I am the way to God, the only way to God. There must be a reaction. And there was a reaction that day. You may say, well, there was no reaction. No one seized him because his time had not yet come. No. But that tells me the world of truth. They wanted to seize him. They hated him. We've read that time and again. They hated him. They wanted him out of the way. I am the light of the world. You're not our light. I am the authority. You're not our authority. I am the mediator. Not for me. You're not. No. Not for us. No. They wanted to kill him, but they couldn't because their hands were restrained by the sovereign decree of God. But the reaction was there. And there always is a reaction. Christ himself said, you're either for me or against me. The Jews that day, at least in this verse, these Jews were against Christ. They would not receive him as their light, as their way, their truth. No, no, no. Not for them. Now, my friend, listening to me, there has to be a reaction, even in you. You have an authority. Is it Richard Dawkins and Christopher Hitchens? Is it Muhammad? Is it Buddha? Is it self? What is it? Is it Christ? You have a hope to be right with God and some blessing or help or whatever it might be or end for you. What is your hope? What is your light? What is your truth? What is your way? You're either for Christ or against him. Well, I'm not against him. Yes, you are, unless you're for him. Oh, I plead with you. Know Christ. How do you know him? Trust him. Serve him. Obey him. Submit to him. Follow him. Know him. Have him, enjoy him, walk with him, talk with him. As I say, trust him. Don't be neutral, because there is no neutrality. Don't reject this. How will you escape if you neglect so great a salvation, so great a redeemer? How will you be saved? How will you escape If you reject this, the only light, the only authority, the only way, the only truth, the entire truth, Christ is all. I command you, I urge you, I plead with you, I invite you, I call you, I would seek to persuade you. Come to Christ. Receive him as your light, as the truth, as the way to God. Receive him as your Savior and your Lord now.